Ready or Not, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Thursday, November 27th, 2025. The text comes from Matthew 24. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." This is a picture of the last days we don't often hear about, a time when, in most people's eyes, life is going along smoothly, just as it always has. People are eating and drinking, farming and baking, doing the same things they always do. And then, bang, it's all over. Jesus is back, and ready or not, the world has to face him. After reading this, I can see the appeal of the other view of the last days of the world. You know, the one they make into movies and best-selling books. The one where there are famous villains and obvious miracles and charts of prophecies to tell you exactly what is supposed to happen when. The one where I have to wonder, how on earth could anybody be unprepared for Jesus' second coming? But here, Jesus tells us how. Because even though all the words of the Bible must be fulfilled, from the point of view of most people, it will be life as usual. Wars? Well, yes, but then we've always had wars. Earthquakes? Those too. Plagues? Odd things happening in nature? Persecution? People falling away from their Christian faith? Those too are business as usual. And so we must absolutely listen to the words of Jesus if we want to be ready, and not think we'll just know when the time is near. We won't. Jesus tells us straight out, "Stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." So those of us who love him will do as he says, looking forward to his coming, and making sure that no matter when it happens, he catches us trusting in him. Trusting in the one who suffered, died, and rose again to make us God's own children. I want him to find me doing what he's called me to do, following him, caring for his people, and telling other people the good news of Jesus. We pray. Dear Lord, set my heart on you and let me be ready for you at all times. Amen.